Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Sauer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik takes first base on ball four. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Cubs won, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Semenuk and he is out, Temple applying the tag. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Bell reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball towards right. Post settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on post. Baumholtz moves to third. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Semenuk for a passed ball. Baumholtz scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post strikes out. One out. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Semenuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehmeyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wemeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker is hit by the pitch. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-1 in the game. Garagiola hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. McMillan moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Garagiola for a passed ball. McMillan scores. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Wemeyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herm Wemeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wemeyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wemeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Wehmeyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Wehmeyer. Kiner moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to third. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jackie Colum now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Baker reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. Jackson scores. Banks moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 2 in the game. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Garagiola moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi is hit by the pitch. Garagiola moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. Howie Judson now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Bell moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Garagiola fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garagiola is hit by the pitch. Baker moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Semenik hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Semenik reaches second base with a double. Nino Escalera pinch hits for Howie Judson. Nino Escalera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escalera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot pinch runs for Ralph Kiner. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Talbot moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Talbot now playing center field. Frank Baumholtz now playing left field. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman takes first base on ball four. Jim Davis now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Warren Hacker now pitching. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greengrass hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Temple reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-4 in the game. Post strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.